As the bombs dropped on Gaza and the tanks moved in 3 years ago, the outraged poured onto the streets of London and fought with the police outside the Israeli embassy as they tried to ensure their voices were heard and their protest felt.
3 years ago, protests spilled into violence as emotions boiled over while Israel's bombardment of Gaza continued night after night. Today, marking the anniversary of that war, the protests are peaceful, but the emotions are still strong.
The memories of the attack remain potent. Over those 3 weeks, more than 1,400 Palestinians were killed at the hands of the Israeli military, many of them women and children. Nobody has been held to account over the allegations of war crimes.
Unfortunately, the siege continues. The strikes on Gaza continue. People keep on dying of attacks, Israeli direct attacks, as well as malnutrition and other factors. And people in London haven't forgotten them. We have gathered here every year, month in and month out. And today, after 3 years, you can see how vocal this gathering is and how concerned they are about the people in Gaza.
Supporters of Israel held a counter-protest, arguing that Israel was defending itself from what they described as terrorism. But that was dismissed by both Jewish and Christian attendees at the main demonstration.
People who are oppressed will respond, some violently, some non-violently. I'm not a violent person at all, but the best way to deal with that is to give justice. During the war, we had the German occupation of France, and we were encouraging people to attack the Germans. But their real agenda is, as I said, Israel is a promised land, Palestine, and the Palestinians can go. That's the real agenda behind all that.
We as Jews and many others who are increasing in numbers and support, we have increasing support, are standing up for Judaism, for humanitarianism of Judaism, and for justice. And obviously we get criticism, but we're going to carry on and on until justice and peace is we win justice and peace.
Jews, Christians, Muslims and atheists, young and old, all acutely aware of the fact that their government considers Israel a close ally, say they feel they have a moral responsibility to speak out.
I just feel really guilty of having such freedoms while other people my age don't. And I just feel helping them, and it's something that I have to do because they're my fellow sisters and brothers.
The anniversary of the war on Gaza has become a permanent fixture in London's calendar, along with gatherings such as Al-Quds Day and the anniversary of the Nakba. As around the world, the issue of Palestine remains important to many, who say they want to remind Palestinians that they are not alone. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, London.